Oh, baby, oh, baby.
You're good? Okay. All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like to call to order the Broward County Planning Council meeting this Thursday, February 23rd, 2012, at 10 a.m., close to it. I'd like to call to order. Will please rise for the pledge. Mr. Castro?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Nancy, welcome back. I'd like you to call the roll now.
Yes, sir. Mr. Tim Bascom?
Present.
Commissioner Claudette Brock?
Here.
Mr. Frederick Burton?
Present.
Ms. Sarah Cates?
Here.
Commissioner Ann Castro?
Here.
Vice Mayor Bobby DeBose?
Here.
Mr. Kenneth Fink?
Here.
School Board Member Patricia Good?
Here.
Ms. Mary Graham?
Here.
Commissioner Sue Gunsberger? Mr. Dan Hobby?
Here.
Commissioner Keith London?
Present.
Commissioner Michael Long?
Here.
Commissioner Rita Mack? Commissioner Lisa Malosi?
Yes.
Ms. Sharon Redman? Mr. Louis Reinstein?
Present.
Mr. Mayor Michael Udine?
Here.
Mayor Lamar Fisher, Chair?
Here. Thank you. I know, obviously, Commissioner Gunsberg is excused. She's on a family trip, and we hope that she is doing well. Also, congratulations to Commissioner Long, who has been elected the president of his city commission, Lighthouse Point. Congratulations, Commissioner. All right, at this time, we always like to do this when we have new board members come on. We have a photographer here today, so we can kind of gather around this way, and we'll have a wonderful photo.
Who's new?
Well, we had some folks who have not been in the picture yet, I believe. Has Ken been in the picture before? Okay. Anyway, we want to have a photograph, correct? We always do it when there's new folks on the board, so.
It's just a yearly tradition.
All right, annual tradition, annual. Okay. You tell us what we need to do, ma'am.
We stay in our seats. It's good.
Oh, Fred.
See, Fred is new. That's right. See that?
There we go.
So who? So Ken? Mayor? Fred is new.
It's okay with a picture.
I love to take a picture.
Do we stay?
Okay, babe.
Do we stay?
Squeezing.
Because I've seen the pictures.
I know, I just.
We move over. It just looks silly.
You're not in front of the right.
At least while you're happy.
Block my face. That's better.
Down in front.
That's right. I think I might need to stand up anyway. Otherwise, Keith's going to be in my.
That's all right.
Did I go down?
Let's get all of you standing. I don't want you covering.
No, I'm going to.
Move the chairs out of the way.
Okay.
It never used to be this common.
Come on in. You all stand up.
Are we all set here?
Everybody turn.
Motion to reconsider.
Stagger yourself so I can see.
Turn around that way so we can put more in.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, we can pull more people in.
Why don't we just Photoshop the new people?
Thank you.
We've never done one. Or other than when we bring the kids, take your child to work, then the kids go along. With us on the lawn? No, not with us on the lawn. We all squeeze in up here.
They're almost.
The vice chair sits there, hold the chair, and their arms.
Meeting. Could we conduct a meeting at the same time?
We got Ms. Graham on the end. She needs to get in this picture.
She's trying to put the short person on the tall one. Lining him up that way.
You know this.
No ducking.
Come on, let's do it.
Sorry, I got to stand up on my tippy toes.
Keith, are you okay with this? Keith, well, you're good. You're not going to make any.
She's like trying to control.
Oh, don't start, please.
I don't think they're colors, balloons.
Yeah. Perfect. I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but no one looks at the planning council.
We do.
Other than Lamar. And maybe Angela.
I knew someone was new here.
Send it to Angela.
And Angela could be back.
Much better, I think.
A little more. Go.
Otherwise, it's just.
This is like a hot.
I took off my four inch.
I should put mine on.
Nice smile, everybody.
I don't know.
Okay, real big smile.
Motion to adjourn.
This is exhausting.
Actually, can you just call PH1 while we're up?
Yeah, please. Move for approval.
Okay. And let's get a smile out of you. Hold on. One more.
Henry, why aren't you in this picture?
Let's take them all over.
Smile, everybody look here. Last one. Thank you.
Good idea.
All right.
Thank you very much, photographer.
Thank you, Mr. Photographer.
Linda.
A little bit of a housekeeping too, that if you've had some refreshments, I don't know if the tin is in the room or not, so please place some dollars in the tin if you can. Shake it around, right? Okay, consent agenda C1 through C4. Anyone wish to pull? Otherwise, is there a motion?
Move to approve. Second.
Been moved in second. Everybody say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes. Thank you. Regular agenda R1, Henry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Agenda R1 is a local planning agency review for the county's update of the Wellfield Protection Ordinance. This was discussed, had a good discussion at the Land Use Trafficways Committee just before this meeting, and the Land Use Trafficways Committee unanimously recommends that the changes be found generally in compliance with the Broward County Land Use Plan and report that to the County Commission. We do have county staff here if you have any particular questions about the ordinance.
Kind of welfare protection. Any of the members have any questions to the staff? Ms. Gray.
I can't hear.
You need to get that mic on, please.
Late yesterday, I got an email from Vice Mayor Kristen Jacobs on some legislation that is going on in Tallahassee regarding South Florida Water Management District and I guess some authorities for this water oversight. I'm sorry I didn't forward it to you, Henry. I should have, but does that have anything to do with the oversight and usage of well fields here?
I'm not familiar with it. We have Jeff Halsey, who's the county director, and maybe he knows.
Jeff Halsey, division director for the Pollution Prevention Division. I'm not exactly certain what the legislation is you're referring to, so I hesitate to make a commitment, but in general, the ordinance we're talking about is a county ordinance. South Florida Water Management District has no say in what we do under our county ordinance.
Okay. Anyone else have a question?
Move approved.
Commissioner Long?
Second.
Commissioner Long?
Quick question. How many wells do we have since 2001, the February 16th?
How many wells have been installed
yes.
newly? I believe it's on the order of about 50.
Okay. How many water supply wells do we have overall that are functioning?
We have 39 well fields, mm-hmm. and I'm going to have to kind of guess here because I don't know the exact number, but we're in about 150 to 200 range for total wells.
Okay. And are all of them currently being used? Because I know you have some.
They use and don't use depending on what the needs of the utility are or what the various challenges that the utility has in terms of providing the water or saltwater intrusion or whatever. Sometimes they close them. But there's approximately that many wells that are being used to provide water right now.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Commissioner Losey?
Mr. Halsing, just for the record, we had asked you some questions in our early meeting, Traffic Ways Committee. For the record, can you just tell everyone here how you monitor the chemicals, the potentially hazardous chemicals that could go into the well?
There's actually a number of ways we do that. The owner-operator of any facility is required to report to us what regulated substances they have on site. The facilities in zone two are required to do quarterly monitoring for these regulated substances, and they provide those results to us, and we review them and enter them into our database. And we have one inspector dedicated to inspecting the wellfield protection zones. And those are perhaps our most thorough inspection. We go through very carefully, looking at every material they have and the ingredients of every material they have to ensure we've properly identified any regulated substances.
Thank you.
Very good. Any further discussion? Now we'll entertain the motion.
Move to a second.
Moved by Commissioner Brooke, second by Commissioner Castro. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does carry. R2 is next on our list, and before we begin, I just want to personally thank the task force that was charged with this task, and especially Commissioner London, who chaired that task force committee, and it was a very, very, very well done committee. Very, a lot of discussion and a lot of moving parts to it, but Commissioner London did a great job. So, Henry?
Thank you. I'll just give you a quick overview of it. I know half the board was on the task force, and I don't want to beat it to death, but this is a follow-up to the May Planning Council discussion where we presented a study about the use of waterways and water bodies as park acreage, and there were some other issues that were brought up at that time, so the council created the Parks Task Force. And they met six times, and they explored many, many topics, tried to touch on them in the memo and the backup material. And the discussions resulted in a draft proposal, a proposed amendment, which is in attachment one in the backup material. And just the highlights, the proposal would restrict prospectively the counting of water bodies as park acreage, just kind of clean up that issue. Prohibits the use of private golf courses as park acreage. That would be retroactively, I believe. There's only a couple that are used right now, so they would be taken off the list, and it would not affect the city's park acreage inventory significantly and would not be allowed in the future. Would allow limited use of conservation areas as park acreage. Right now, that's not permitted. And also just using the council's website to disseminate information about municipal and county parks. So right now, the task force is unanimously asking the full council to initiate attachment one for formal review as a proposed amendment. This means we're going to go out in the community, city, county staff, interested parties, and get comments, maybe have a workshop or two. Also, I talked to Sarah Case, and I want to speak for her, but she mentioned that she had a comment about the definition of public access, which is actually in attachment two on the second to last page of the definition, and she had a comment that she thought the word reach in that definition could be removed, and Andy and I talked about it, and we didn't have any problem with that, so we'd like to fold that suggestion into the initiation if it's okay with the board. So a vote to initiate, just as I said in the backup, it's not a vote to approve the amendment today, even if you're 100% for it. It's just a vote to just basically allowing us to start the process. So with that said, Any questions, or maybe Commissioner Long has something to say?
Commissioner Long, if you wish to make a comment or question?
Say something.
You gotta be on the record.
Mr. Fink is encouraging me to speak, so thank you, Chair Fisher. I want to repeat, first of all, what the chair just said and what Mr. Ciesnak just said. We had a great task force. Half the people were here, and I'm not going to call everybody's name out because everybody knows who was there, but the discussion was, I thought, very engaging and very enlightening. And we had a lot of also public participation. People were coming and sharing, giving us their thoughts. So I thought that was important, too, that Broward County Planning Council staff had reached out and let the cities know, invited people. So we had representatives from the League of Cities show up, from Broward County Parks, from a couple of the municipalities. I thought that was a very important part of the public discussion. Also, staff did a phenomenal job of listening to the 10 of us dialoguing and putting together revisions of documents and really working it hard. And everybody's laughing and shaking their heads. So staff really did a great job getting the information and putting into coherent documentation that we needed. But I really need to reiterate what Henry had said many times and Andy said many times during the meeting, which is none of this was to penalize anybody moving forward. The comprehensive plans have been approved in the past, and we're not looking to penalize people for comprehensive plans that have been passed. This is going prospective, moving forward as to things that should be looked at, and potentially as new properties or new developments comes forward, that should be in consideration when we're doing this. So I wholly support this, and I would hope everybody else would support this, that this is a process, and from my discussions with Mr. Ciesnak and Ms. Boyd, that they're gonna have to reach out to the many municipalities and get this process starting. So this is really just the baby steps in this, and I would encourage everybody to vote and for this and move it forward. Thank you.
Is that a motion?
I make a motion to move this.
Second.
Moved and second. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does carry.
Thank you.
Commissioner Long. London, thank you. Okay, R3, Council Report, Andy.
Remove the word reach. Who did?
R4 is Henry's report.
No report today.
Okay. Moving on to our public hearing agenda. H1, does anyone wish to pull it? If not, is there a motion?
To approve. Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Malozzi, approved, second by Commissioner Castro. Any further discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does carry. That concludes our agenda. Our next meeting, of course, will be on March 22nd at 10 a.m. And thanks everybody for coming. This meeting is adjourned.
Great job. Can you give me another 5 years? Seriously.